Hey, welcome to Two Geeks M2C. This is episode 21, and we've entitled this one "Getting Back on Track Now That the Oscars Are All Done."
And we'll actually catch up on our reviews of things.
Yeah. Cool. Now I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob, the backboneless intern here.
So why are you backboneless?
Well, we'll find out, I'm sure. But I won't be saying.
Kind of jellyfishy.
Yeah, that's the jellyfishy.
Well, now we're
getting fishy.
Before we get into reviews and discussing movies, I have a complaint. On one episode, Bob the intern claimed, because I should play it back, he didn't like High School Musical 3. And later on, he tells me he did like it.
I didn't tell you that. I told Kevin.
Yeah.
And Kevin told me. So let's get the. Why did you say you didn't like it?
I'm sticking with my original. I'm sticking with my original
bowed
statement.
Bowed to peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
But why? This is our show. We're supposed to be
peer pressure.
He just suffered some pretty heavy abuse at your hands, and
well, he's going to suffer some more if he does that again, because this is going to come up. Because we have High School Musical 1 on today's show.
Honesty. It's such an ugly word.
So I better be hearing what I want to hear. There's going to be a fight on here. Okay, Kev, sorry.
All right. First movie, Gran Torino, directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Clint Eastwood, Christopher Carley, and B. Van Tau.
B. Van is Tau.
His name is Tau.
Ah. And Oscar shutout, Gran Torino.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. He was better than Richard Jenkins. And you could even argue that he was better than the Rossford guy and Mickey Rourke. I would have accepted that.
I reckon so.
Get off my lawn.
Get away from my cheeseburger. Sorry, wrong movie.
Was that the Cookie Monster movie?
I love cheeseburgers.
I thought this was one of the better performances I've seen Clint Eastwood given you.
I love this movie.
I thought it was fantastic.
This made me a Clint Eastwood fan.
Of all
this one.
This one, really. That's sad.
We've got a lot of work to do then, Bob.
Well, because I've seen a Clint Eastwood movie and I'm going, eh.
Dirty Harry is what you're referring to?
Dirty what? I've never seen it.
Oh, jeez.
Firefox?
This guy was around in the 70s.
I know, with his beard.
His movies. Outlaw Josie Wales?
Never seen it.
What's that one with the monkey?
Unforgiven.
The one with the monkey. Any Way But Loose?
Yeah. Any Which Way But
and
Loose.
Every Which
never
Way
seen
You
it.
Can.
I know the names, but I've never seen it.
We'll
Clyde
that.
The Orangutan.
I'm sure you will.
Bob will be able to relate.
Wow. Okay. I like this movie a lot.
Just wait.
This movie is fantastic.
I loved it.
Right
thumbs
up to the
up.
Point where Clint sings at the end, then I was kind of...
I just like when he walks out with his hand about pointing
as
at
I drive
him.
Around in my Gran Torino.
That's a beautiful car, though.
It's a nice car.
Must have been the version I saw was missing that part.
I like how the story progresses. His family kind of shuts him out, and then he just happens to start making
his family were awful to him.
They were horrible to him. Yeah. But I like how they sort of moved over.
That's what
and
happens when
hanging
you get
out
picked
with the
on.
Korean people.
Yeah.
And then he kept going, oh, this food's not bad for you, little whatever the term is, type of food to use.
I like this gook food here.
Yeah.
Ah,
I thought
stuff.
It was a fantastic movie. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he stands up to the local tough guys and becomes accepted by the neighborhood.
I thought it was great. I loved the end of this movie because you totally wanted him to take out the whole house.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it and gets gunned down.
He doesn't even have a gun with him when he goes over there.
I know, but you expect him to. But it was so good. I think that's what made the movie for me, the ending.
Yeah,
because you so want him to do
this.
Yeah.
And the movie says, no, we're not going to do that, and turns it around. I like that about this.
Yeah.
It did something different than what I expected.
Cool. So, recommended.
Double thumbs up. Go rent it now.
Thumbs up here. Not only rent it, buy it.
Own it.
Own it.
Put it on your shelf and tell
buy
people about it.
Buy you.
Okay. Now, from the highs to the lows.
Oh, not the lows.
Frank Miller's adaptation of Will Eisner's The Spirit.
I think Kevin should go first because I know very little
stars
about The Spirit.
Gabriel Macht, Samuel Jackson, Scarlett Johansson, Jamie King, Eva Mendes, and Eric Balfour. Wow, what a mess.
Yeah, like, you know stuff about The Spirit.
This was Sin City 2.
Is that what this was supposed to be? Because it seemed to come
off. No, I don't think it was supposed to be, no.
Because I thought it was Sin City.
It was made like a Sin City movie in black and white with spot colors and things like that.
But you read The Spirit.
Yes. I've read The Spirit. I don't read it.
Okay.
I don't particularly
care for
it.
Does this make any sense to The Spirit?
Well, it's like the names are the same.
But that's it?
Well, you know, it's like everything is there that should be there, but it just doesn't work. It's Frank Miller interpreting it, and I think too much of Frank Miller got in the way.
Well, I saw this movie, and I was just like, I don't understand this. Like, I don't get it. And Frank Miller had to die again, which is probably the best. Because, I mean, I look at this, and then I look back at his Batman and Robin work, and that's a mess.
No, that's...
And this is just a complete mean-spirited. Mess. Eva Mendes looks very nice.
Oh, yeah, she looks great in them.
Scarlett Johansson is always looking nice.
But stupid. It was like, you know what it was? It was like the villains were like something out of the Batman television show.
Exactly. The octopus scene, though, especially the big fight at the beginning when they hammer each other and... Yeah,
it's like a cartoon version of this thing.
And she, you know, she's like the assistant babe, and there's the clones with the different names on their shirts, but played by the same guy. You know, it was like Batman villain stuff.
This was a wreck of a movie.
And then, of course, Spirit was a normal guy who had, it looked like he had died, but he hadn't died. So he lived as the Spirit instead of as... Whatever, I can't even remember what the character's name is.
Who cares?
So, you know, this whole thing where he gets shot and you can see the holes through him and he doesn't die and he's a ghost and stupid. Really dumb.
So you're saying you didn't like this much?
No. I didn't care for the movie that much. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because I'd heard it was awful.
Well,
and it was
bad.
Pretty bad, but it wasn't, you know, Eva Mendes in leather and other outfits, you know, is okay, and Scarlett Johansson and stuff, but when Sam Jackson walks out in the Nazi uniform, you know, all bets are off. Who knows?
Does have to have everybody? I think he has somebody in...
Someone has to be in
a
Nazi outfit.
Joker in a Nazi outfit in Batman or somebody in a Nazi outfit. It's like every movie has to have somebody in a Nazi.
Joker, I believe.
Joker. Yeah. Like, what a piece of crap. Who lets Frank Miller direct? He goes, oh, I want to be a director. You know what? You can't direct. I want to be a singer.
You know what happened?
Sing.
Robert Rodriguez in Sin City. Zack Snyder in 300. That's what happened.
They got it into his head?
They got into it that Frank Miller is a visionary and should be directing pictures himself.
Well, did they watch this film?
No.
I haven't read one comment from either of them. They seem, after this come out, seem to duck and cover.
Yeah, it's just hidden. And actually, Frank Miller will just retreat for a while. He's done this before when he's done really badly. He just disappears from the world.
What's he going to come back and direct next?
I don't know. Like, he was going to direct a Buck Rogers film, but I suspect that picture will die because no one will want to give him money to do it.
Hopefully they won't.
Right.
Give it to Al Williams. Give him something to do.
Bob, you wanted to say something?
Yes. Well, before I tell you how I felt about the picture, one of the police chief in the movie was played by the father from The Wonder Years.
Dan something.
I forget what his name is. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, now, getting to the movie. I saw the trailers for the movie, or the previews for the movie, which I know Simon doesn't watch. I was expecting something entirely different from this movie because, okay, he says, this is my city, he's jumping over buildings, and as he jumps onto the next building,
preview.
He goes clunk, right? Like there's a sound.
Oh, yeah, it went clunk. That was the movie.
No, it didn't go. But when his feet land on the, building, you expect that. And then when the actual movie happens, there's nothing. I was disappointed for that reason alone, but I was also disappointed in the whole movie entirely.
I really wanted to interview the three people in the theater I was in with when I saw it. I saw it, like, I think boxing at day afternoon or the day after. There were four people in the theater. And me is one, the guy sitting the row below me, and a couple in front of me in the whole theater. I wanted to go, hi, what did you guys think of that?
Two letters. That's what they were thinking. P and U.
Oh.
This stank. Reeked. It's, you know, when Jack Nicholson said never trust a fart, Frank Miller should not be trusted.
I agree.
You don't know, sometimes you just get bad gas, sometimes, you know,
Come on, Eva Mendes has a
sometimes
great
there's free flowing liquid, and this was
and
what
she
that was.
I'll take
oh,
that.
That was yeah, silly.
Come
so
on, I love
fun,
when
though.
You photocopy your ass, and that's how he finds you.
Okay, Samuel Jackson went over the top on this.
You know what? What I really found funny was this said Samuel L. Jackson and Scarlett Johansson, who I believe is you're going to be the next candidate for the what's the
oh she's
the
getting
award?
The Michael Caine Award. She's leading. Is she's already? Oh, I haven't. Yeah, she's in something else I've seen recently. Yeah, she might be up the nod for this year.
Yeah, not
for the
good.
The Michael Caine Award.
Just not that into you. I think. She
yeah, she's in.
Yes.
She's oh, not yeah. into you. She's getting there. And Vicky Pursina Barcelona, she's going to win probably.
Yeah.
So you know, I would just have to say that looking at the next movie, you should have just said no, man.
Oh my God! What happened? Okay, the next movie. Is
if you're
going
to say
yes,
what
man.
Happened to Jim Carrey,
what did
what
happen to
what
Jim
happened
Carrey?
To him long
yeah,
ago?
Yeah. Directed by Peyton Reed, Yes Man stars Jim Carrey, Zooey Deschanel, who is Zoe, whatever, who I love. She's great.
Yeah.
Louis Guzman, Terrence Stamp, Danny Masterson, Bradley Cooper, and Molly Sims.
Wow. That's a huge cast.
Yeah.
Step away from the ledge, my friend. Hope you understand.
I like this movie.
You're on crack. You're absolutely lying.
I like Peyton Reed's films generally. I thought this movie was okay. It was,
are you on crack?
It wasn't great, but it was
it
okay.
Was, it was great if you were 15, 16, 17, 18.
Well, I am.
Well, I think you are. You get the cute girl in the end because you do everything wrong and it just kind of works out for you.
Yeah.
This movie was dumb. Jim Carrey should have jumped over that ledge. I thought the only funny scene was that scene I just sang when they're singing along to the song. Because
mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey has to say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Penis enlargement, yes. You want to see my band? Yes. Do you mm-hmm. want to learn Korean? Yes. Do you want to have a movie career? Yes. Why don't you stop making movies? Yes. That would make me happy. You stink.
I
you
thought
have
it
not
was
had
okay.
a good movie since The Mask.
I thought it was okay. I didn't have a problem with it. It was just mindless crap. I mean, compared to some of the things you make us watch.
Bob reviews these things.
This is mediocre. It's okay.
We got Zooey Deschanel to look at, which I will give her full credit. She'll be in more movies.
Yep.
Wait,
Bob.
Skip your clothing.
Me? Okay.
She's getting married, though.
I had to look. When I went in to research this thing, and I did see, okay, directed by Peyton Reed, I thought, wait a minute, that name sounds familiar. Found out why. As you said, Down With Love.
He directed
Down With Love.
The Citizen Kane of cheerleading movies. Bring it on.
Which that's I great. Have.
Which I've never seen.
Oh, you can.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I have
okay,
three
well,
or
then,
four of them.
Okay, but I saw Bring It On 3 or something you gave me.
Now, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Bring It On 1, I can understand. But you have more... than that?
Listen, yes. You own Down With Love is all I have to say.
Yeah,
so
Down
do
With
I.
Love
I
is okay. Because it's Peyton Reed. I like Peyton Reed's films.
Why
Gross Point
like
Blank.
Gross Point Blank.
Wait a minute. You like Peyton Reed's
point.
Films, but you don't have to Bring It On?
I have Bring It On.
Oh,
but
you
I don't
have Bring It On. Oh,
I don't
okay.
have Bring It On 2 and
the 3
and
4
and whatever else.
That's all
got.
It went to was 4. There was enough.
You know, as much as I
it's
like cheerleaders.
It's now renamed into so. Whatever that thing is coming out soon.
You know what? I think I'm going to give a reward to Terrence Stamp, too, for destroying a career in 5 easy steps.
Kneel before Terrence Stamp.
Oh, my
yes.
God. He's such a pretentious ass in every movie.
Yes.
Yes, I'm Terrence Stamp. Yeah. I was in Kneel Superman, too, but I was actually good. Ever since then, I'm my career away. I make bad comedies where they give me money.
Hey, you know, it's a living.
Yes, but he also does the voice of Jor-El in Smallville.
So he's making...
Yes,
what's up with Louis
there you go.
Guzman?
You missed that, didn't you? You didn't
he
see that, did you?
He had a career at one point. Is he on a comeback? I've seen him in 3 movies recently, too.
Terrence Stamp?
No, Luis Guzman.
Oh, Luis Guzman.
Kevin, how do you feel about that?
Louis Guzman? I have no care. The suicide scene was good.
It was. That was it. So I think, okay, I'm done.
All right. So Simon says no. I say okay. And
yes.
Bob says...
Go get Bring It On.
Okay. Next movie, Rock and Rolla, directed by Guy Ritchie, starring Gerard Butler, Jeremy Piven, Chris Bridges, and Tom Wilkinson. What did... Bob, what did you think?
Crap. Didn't like it.
Simon, one word or less.
Crap.
I liked it.
What parts did you like? When the guy's got the ball gag in his mouth and getting done over by the other guy? Was that your favorite scene?
No.
Or the scene when the two guys were running, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah. Oh, the scene where they're running and they get hit.
It cracked me up. He's like, and then they start running again.
Yeah.
And then he finally, Gerard Butler escapes from the guy that he catches up to with him later. I thought that was hysterical.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was an enjoyable action. It was definitely better than the last Guy Ritchie film.
London?
Whatever it was.
I think it was London.
It's fun. This is like a back to the old Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
That script, the characters were great. I liked all the characters in this movie.
And apparently there's going to be a sequel to it.
Excellent, can't
wait. With the son. Tom Wilkinson was great.
He's a
he always is.
Everything, though.
Yeah.
I love him as an actor.
Michael Clayton was good in that. He's actually upcoming in another movie. That I just him, Clive Owen, and Paul Giamatti.
Gerard Butler was funny, and the scene where his friend is going to prison the next day, and he confesses that he's gay and wants him, and then Gerard Butler's torn because he doesn't know what to do. He's like, well, do I help him fulfill his last wish? And you know, and then he's like, you don't ever tell anybody what we did. And then they flash back and they show scenes of them at the gay bar dancing and stuff like that. I thought that was funny. I thought that was all pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I liked it.
I thought this was a mess.
Music was good, too.
Music was excellent.
Jeremy Piven was surprising in it. This is like a guest star cameo.
I don't know.
I liked it more than the next movie on the list.
Okay. I want to make an apology right now to Frank Miller for watching The Spirit and saying how crappy it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could have made a better movie. This had to be the worst movie.
What's the movie, Simon?
Oh, sorry. Punisher Warzone.
Yes, directed by Lexi Alexander, starring Ray Stevenson as Frank Castle, the Punisher. Julie Benz is in it, and Wayne Knight Newman from Seinfeld plays Microchip, the guy that provides guns to the Punisher.
Is this not the worst pile of crap you've ever seen?
I've seen worse piles of crap, but this was pretty bad. Yeah.
I'm like, how could
you... made me watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua, so it's...
But how do you screw up a movie? A guy with a gun. Many guns. Likes to kill people. Really basic.
You know, I think the problem is that the premise is interesting for about 15 minutes, and then it gets really boring.
The thing is, Jigsaw looked horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought the premise... I've never understood a movie. I couldn't follow this action movie. I can understand it being bad, but I couldn't even follow it because it was like chop scene.
There are probably reasons for that, but it had more to do with the copy.
Well, this is the worst editing job I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was not... It was just embarrassingly bad.
Like, oh, we're going to get all the groups and hang out together so the Punisher can take them all out at once at the end. It was just brutal, this movie. Awful.
All right. Unload.
Punisher Warzone?
Yeah.
It was punishment.
Ooh.
I was felt punished.
Marginal thumbs down.
Marginal thumbs down.
Okay, full thumbs down.
Yeah. Don't go with the video store and go, maybe I should rent this for an hour and a half. You're never going to get that hour and a half left. Yeah. Skip it. Take it off the shelf, stamp on it, and throw it in the nearest trash so nobody has to watch
it. Put it away right beside the Elektra director's cut and
just get Elektra shocked. Daredevil, you know? You love to touch it, you go, and go get a good movie.
BC.
I'm thinking more lines than Bad Superman.
You know what? I'm nominating Yes Men.
It's much more enjoyable than this. You know, that's what I mean. All right, next movie on our list is Religulous, which is a documentary of sorts, directed by Larry Charles, starring Bill Maher. And in it...
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, yes. Bill Maher, who's a confessed atheist, decides to tackle religion and how it's affecting the world, making it a worse place.
Right.
So then he goes and visits just about every type of religious head as you possibly can to get their take on things.
Which I think this movie works for an hour.
Yeah.
But the other 40 minutes of it, I'm like, why is this still on? It should have been wrapped up in an hour. It just goes on too long. He gets his point.
Yeah, he just drives his point home as usual. I like this film up to a point, and I agree. And I think the point is when he just gets into a rant. Well, at the top of a garbage pail.
That's the first minute.
No. But maybe an hour and a half into the film. Basically, he just launches into how religion is actually the worst thing ever to happen to mankind, you know, just launches into Spit and Venom and...
It becoming Bill Maher, pretty much.
And it ends up becoming... It becomes across like someone who's a religious speaker ranting on a pulpit. And I found it really off-putting. I thought, this is exactly why I'm agreeing with him all the way up to this point. And then he turns around and does exactly what they do. Rants, and I'm right off.
I really liked his breakdown when he does, I think it's the Egyptian gods, and takes all the different religions and shows how it relates to Christianity and how they've copied it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fascinating.
I thought some things came across really well. I mean, I think he tried to take down the Catholic Church a couple of times, and I thought in each of those cases something happened that he was talking to the Catholic astronomer. He's like, you know what, you're probably right. The guy's like, you know, he's like, well, what about Big Bang? And he says, well, you know, you're probably right. You know, you got to just got to find a way to fit it all together in your head.
Yeah, I like
You know, science is what it is. You can't deny scientific fact. You know, and the same thing when he's in Vatican Square. They kick him out of the Vatican. But then, like, a priest wanders by and says, you're right. You know, probably is. That's the case. You know, I don't disagree with you on that.
I know, I like that.
And I thought that was kind of, like, deflated his argument a little bit. But, I mean, the rest of the stuff, I mean, going in where, you know, the infidels can't go into certain areas.
Yes.
It just seemed really...
That's just Bill Maher. Yeah. Bill Maher. Yeah, I'll give it a marginal thumbs up.
Yeah, me too.
Thumbs down. I didn't really enjoy it.
Did you even watch it?
I did.
You went to church right after.
Did you go to church? And
no, I went before.
Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, not really.
Confessed is...
That's pretty much what I have to say.
Got it.
Plenary indulgences. All right, next film is actually probably a video vault by the time we've gotten to this, but it's a film called Meet Bill, directed by Bernie Goldman and Melissa Wallach, which isn't good because you normally only have one director on a film, but stars Aaron Eckhart,
that on the thing.
Elizabeth Banks, Jessica Alba, Timothy Oliphant, and Kristen Wiig. Wow, so Meet Bill.
Neat crap. Like, I'm sick of Aaron Eckhart playing the same character.
Yeah.
He plays this like he does in this. No smoking, which we'll get to later. Mm-hmm. Thank You for Smoking, plays the same guy. Like, very similar acting styles. And I find he plays Two-Face exactly the same way, too. His style never changes.
Mm.
So it's just him, like, oh, look, it's him. Playing him.
I actually liked him as Two-Face.
Yeah.
But he plays that. Look at Two-Face and look at me, Bill. Is there a difference?
Yes. I think so, but I can't describe it, but I think I feel there's a difference.
He's stiff.
It was stupid. I mean, this is not an interesting guy. I mean, why make him the focus of a film?
I don't know.
So I just, it was stupid.
Come on, he likes to eat candy bars, and then he wants to get in shape and start swimming with the gay guys.
Yeah, that was fascinating. Fascinating.
But he wanted to open the donut store.
And it didn't work out. Gave it to his wife to do.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba looked good. Elizabeth Banks looked good. Yeah. That's about it.
I agree.
That's it. I thumbed down.
Oh, the producer was Fisher Stevens. That may be why you had a problem with it, because I don't enjoy Fisher Stevens as an actor or a producer or whatever.
A human being.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
Move along.
All right. For the kids, The Tale of Despero, directed by Sam Fell, Robert Stephen Hagen, starring the voices of Emma Watson, Dustin Hoffman, Sigourney Weaver, Matthew Broderick, Tracy Ullman, Kevin Kline, William H. Macy, Stanley Tucci, Robbie Coltrane, Christopher Lloyd, Richard Jenkins, Charles Shaughnessy, and the cast of Lost.
What?
Sorry. By the time we got to that, there were like 20 people. What did we think of The Tale of Despero about a mouse with big ears?
I'm going to say... I enjoyed it up to a point, but I still give it a thumbs in the middle, marginal, because it's a different style of animation for me, but I didn't enjoy it.
I kept looking at Dustin Hoffman's rat character and thinking, this has got to be one of the most disgusting-looking creatures on the screen in many years, and I'm not interested in...
Can I change the name of this title to The Tales of Depression?
Yeah, you can.
I was thinking more like The Desperate Tale.
Like, this movie was for a kid's movie? I'm like,
yeah.
I couldn't let my kid watch this. My kid would be bored in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a tale of a rat, a mouse, who likes soup. I'm just like, oh. Like, usually these kids movies are happy. fun. Mm-hmm. A couple of good jokes in it. They have some stupid friends.
The animation style was interesting. And some of the stuff when he was telling the night story, I thought was really well done. But
I thought it looked dull, the animation. Yeah,
it looked like a book.
Which I think was the whole problem. Right. And what is it with every character has to be a mouse, or has to be a rat, or has to be a cat?
Like, in the hat?
Because it was the story of a rat and a mouse and a cat.
And the rat and the hat.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sick of this. What about the fleas or the termites? Don't they get some credit in movies?
What about just people?
People. I take people.
All right. People. Anyway.
This is
proud. Hey, let's go somewhere we haven't been in a while. Let's open the video vault up. Bob? I think he ate something.
There comes out a quarter pounder with cheese for breakfast.
Wow, there's a lot of dust in here. We haven't been in the video vault for a few weeks.
Whose fault is that, Kevin?
Whose fault is that? We cut it out, I think, of a previous episode because it would have made it too long.
I guess so.
But yeah, you know, Bob, I mean, for the intern, you're not doing a very good job of cleaning the interior of the vault out.
I forgot my brush.
Yeah. True of many things. Sorry. Toilet brush, hairbrush, toothbrush. I mean, it's just, you can go in all sorts of areas.
Okay.
Anyway, so the first movie on our video vault for this is a little gem called Short Circuit, directed by John Badham, who did subsequently went on to do War Games, Drop Zone, Bird on a Wire, etc., etc.
I like some of those movies.
Stars Steve Guttenberg, Fisher Stevens, Ali Sheedy, Austin Pendleton from My Cousin Vinny, G.W. Bailey, who was on the MASH TV series and Police Academy Moves with Guttenberg. Wow, hey, guy makes a robot. Looks a bit like Wall-E.
Wall-E. You think that was the inspiration?
I think there might be a little bit, yeah.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm out. I didn't see this one.
Yeah.
I saw it like
10 I saw it
ago.
Like 20 years ago, and I saw it on the list. I'm like, I'm not watching this again.
Well, I know we gave
this
it
is a piece of crap. Then Fisher Stevens playing an Indian guy, I think.
Yeah, he plays. I didn't think this movie was bad. I think if I had, if you were 16 or under, this probably you'd like.
In 1984.
Movie. Yeah, which I enjoyed. I was 13. I thought this movie was kind of funny.
Bob. I was 22. I still enjoyed it. I liked it.
And he had a beard.
No beard yet.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no.
I don't know. I think this movie stays up for what it is. It's just one of those schlock
comedies. But you didn't watch it again.
No, but I'm just thinking about it.
He remembers it.
I remember it.
I remember it being completely mediocre at the time and not interesting. And
okay. Interesting. Yeah. Why is this on the list?
Because I liked it. It was enjoyable. It's because what? Somebody made me watch
you
it.
You noticed the intern
even though
just
somebody
slips
denies
these into
it, giving it to me. They did.
What did you like about it?
It was fun.
You like the robot going...
Number five was a lot... Stephen! And then he reads my... That finishes the whole book in about a minute.
Imagine we could watch movies that fast. Life
be
easier.
That would be easier for me because some movies are just so boring and somebody makes us watch them.
Bob.
No. No. You.
I think it's Mike, the sound guy. I think he makes us watch all
Mike
these movies.
Yeah, Mike would make us watch them. Right after he... Oh, shoot.
Wow, that was a great
right
one-liner.
Right after he, oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
That was...
What
that
is
what,
he doing, making
that's Mike beating on Bob right now.
Yeah.
Right after he gives us the music from Slow Motion Explosion.
Again, okay, let's continue on the video vault.
All right, here's another Bob gem, Risky Business, directed by Paul Bruckman, Bad News Bears, and Breaking Training.
He had a big career.
Stars Tom Cruise, Rebecca De Mornay, Curtis Armstrong, Bronson Pinchot, and Richard Mazur.
Who thought that this would be Bronson Pinchot's claim to fame?
Yeah.
What?
Perfect Strangers? Come on.
He was also in... there was another movie where he played a Beverly hotel...
Beverly Hills Cop.
No, that one too, but he played a hotel... The Bellboy, I think that was it.
No, that was Tim Roth. That was
good, that's true. Who knows?
No, but he did play a bellboy in a movie. There was a movie, I've seen it.
Excuse me, cousin. What did you think of this movie?
Risky Business?
Yes.
Loved it.
It's
a
good
movie.
This is a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Every time I see
Holds
it,
up.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Still want to get
Rebecca
my shades.
Rebecca De Mornay. Ooh. Hot stuff.
Always hot stuff.
That scene, when,
sing what?
That scene when she comes in and the wind blows. Whew,
yes.
It's good stuff.
That's a great
movie. What
are
you going to sing if you see this movie?
Anyway.
Take those old records
off the shelf.
That's enough singing for me.
Okay.
You know, I just had a scary image of Bob singing this and running around his house in a shirt and his underwear.
Well, usually Bob's naked and fearless. I've been to his house. You get buzzed in. Hold on a second. I have to put on my undies.
Yeah, okay.
I think this is a strong
Freedom 55.
I still remember to this day. It's probably
be a little bit early for me, wouldn't it?
It's not always Tom Cruise's best performance, but it holds up to this day.
And yeah, it's okay.
I can't remember. Who plays the pimp? I've forgotten, though.
Oh,
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the guy from the Matrix movie.
That's him. I always liked him. Joe Pantalone.
Yeah.
I always liked him. I thought there was a good role for him. That's what I remember noticing him. I watched this movie as a kid over and over again.
Oh, cool. All
and
right.
Bob actually recently rented it, is why we're talking about
it. I think we all liked it. So
I loved it.
Yeah. Here's another Bob selection.
The Bob Vault Day.
And don't forget, we're all in this together. It's High School Musical 1, directed by Kenny Ortega, starring Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and a whole bunch of Ashley Tisdale, and who gives a crap? Anyway, it's like
Corbin Blue,
High School Musical.
Buddy Coleman.
So, Bob, since you made us put this on the list, and I watched it because my niece loves it, why did you do that? And why
did I do that?
I did that because
it was a fun movie. It's fun.
Did this movie take the spot of Irma LaDuce? I just wanted to know.
No, it didn't.
I think.
Although, I only had one problem with the movie.
What is
okay, it? They're in high
school. There weren't enough songs.
That's another problem. They get to this lodge and he's gone snowboarding. They get to and they're doing karaoke, right? Normally when when you do karaoke, you have the screen and you sing to the screen, right?
You would know.
No, you would know. You've done karaoke more than I have. Anyway, okay. Now they're starting to sing to the. They start looking at the words to the screen, and all of a sudden, Zac Efron turns to Vanessa Hudgens. The screen's over on the other side. They're singing to each other.
Maybe
they're no longer looking at the screen.
Maybe they know
that's
the words.
Because they're in love.
Like
the
Bob,
words
they know the words.
From the heart.
If I started singing "You Can Dance," couldn't you know all the words without looking at the screen?
No. I could probably go, okay, if you started singing, you can dance, you can sing, and then I'd
having the time
okay.
of your life.
But you'd have to be there. I couldn't.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean,
oh, great. You're good. Thanks a lot. Now I'm going to have to watch Mamma Mia one more time.
I'm just saying, if you put any song on, if Kevin put a Who song on, I'm sure Kevin knows most of the words to all the Who songs. And he has
not everybody knows the words.
Smoking hot chick singing with him, Kevin would be turning going, I'm going to sing to you. It's much more interesting than the screen.
I won't get fooled again.
Okay. No.
Some songs, yes, but other songs, like, say it's a Madonna song, and I got it confused one time, and it was on Chum FM's Lost Lyrics.
You got confused one time?
Thank you.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
No, what was the song?
Holiday.
Last night I fell.
In San Pedro.
San Pedro. Now that is the song I got the lyrics confused on. Last night I dreamt of some bagels is what I came out with.
That's what you were dreaming of, actually.
Last night I dreamt of
some bagels. It makes sense.
Bagels.
If you're listening to it and you're not really paying attention.
Smothered in cream cheese.
It works. Last night I dreamt of some bagels and
I'm getting
people looking at me going, it's a movie, yes.
They're
but,
supposed to be falling in love.
But if you're looking at this movie, you're thinking, okay, you're... Because you've seen them, like on duets.
Bob
they're
was dreaming
following
of the bagels.
The screen.
He was.
I'm following some bagels.
Last
but they're looking at the screen. This one,
bagels.
Okay, maybe they're in love, but that still makes sense to look at the screen.
Okay, do you like this movie?
I love the movie.
How many times have you seen this one?
Once.
Oh, that's
I saw it after High School Musical 3.
He's going home to watch Mamma Mia and High School Musical tonight again.
I think this movie is actually, I like two better than one in the group.
Never seen two.
I like
I'll
when they actually take
two.
Them out of the school.
Hmm.
The characters are established, they can build on.
Okay.
I don't know, it's what it is. I mean, my niece loves it, and that's fine, I accept that, but it's just a movie to me, a kid's movie.
But it's fun.
It's fun, but it's supposed to be fun. It's Disney.
Right. Yes.
You're supposed to have a good time at this.
Which
move
I did.
Along,
yes.
Go buy a bunch of merchandise.
And then go buy, and then
go
run High School Musical 3.
Trying to find the backpack that has Zac Efron to make her happy, and that's what they want you to do.
Right.
And that's it.
It's a fun movie.
Good stuff. All right, next movie in the video vault is directed by Alfred Hitchcock, so it's an actual movie as opposed to some other stuff. To Catch a Thief, starring Cary Grant, Grace Kelly, John Williams, with a cameo by Alfred Hitchcock. So, To Catch a Thief.
Excellent. Still good to this day. I saw this movie when I was really young, probably 13 mm-hmm. or 14, and I couldn't quite remember it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to pull this out and rent it and mm-hmm. loved it again.
Great movie.
Terrific. Just,
yeah.
I loved it. I never seen it the first time, but when you gave it to me to watch, loved it.
I have not seen a bad Hitchcock movie yet, and I keep hoping to find one.
Some of his earlier films are a little slow, and some of his later films are equally so, like Marnie.
I haven't seen that.
With Sean Connery.
Sean Connery and Hitchcock?
Yeah. 1962. There's a core of Hitchcock films which are awesome, and this is right in there, along with North by Northwest, The Window, Vertigo, Psycho, The Birds. I highly recommend this film. This is fantastic. I mean,
I love it.
About
I love
jewel
Cary
thieves
Grant.
And
Cary Grant's probably one of my favorite actors of all time.
And Grace Kelly was gorgeous.
Oh my God!
Wow,
smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, back I agree. I think this is a fantastic movie.
Good
I
stuff.
Think
I mean, you can't
spend
go wrong.
Watching Hitchcock movies and enjoying them.
Yeah.
But yes, go ahead.
Okay, I actually watched the extras after the film.
Yeah,
after
there's
the
extras.
Movie. Yes, there's
great
extras.
Great documentaries
there's
on there.
Great documentary, and you'd learn a lot.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, they are saying that they almost didn't get Cary Grant for this movie. He didn't want to do any work at this point because he thought he was done, but he changed his mind after this film and went on to do more films. As for Grace Kelly, this wasn't her last movie, but I think it was her second or third last movie before she went on to become Princess Grace of Monaco. And there's subtext in the movie, in the extra that described the audience just doesn't want to see them catching a thief. They want to see Grace catching Cary Grant. That's what they wanted to see. So, that.
I love those antidotes. Anecdotes.
All right, last movie on our video vault and for the show is what I personally feel to be the second greatest movie ever made, and that's The Third Man, directed by Carol Reed, starring Orson Welles, Trevor Howard, Joseph Cotten, Bernard Lee, and the actress whose name escapes me right now isn't on our list. Yes.
An Italian actress.
Yes.
Oops.
Hired at the insistence of Selznick, the Hollywood producer, David O. Selznick.
I got to thank you for recommending this, Kevin.
Yeah.
This movie. The only thing I knew about this movie, I watched House,
mm-hmm.
and House's best friend has the poster in his office.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Orson Welles and The Third Man. And Kevin, I go, oh, I knew it was an Orson Welles movie before going into this. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The way they show this, it reminds me a lot of the silent films, the shadows, and in the crypt, and in the mm-hmm. What a different kind of storytelling.
And that zither music.
The music was amazing.
Yeah.
But I so like this movie because it doesn't feel like the movies are shot at this period at this time. This is so revolutionary to me. The way they did the shots, you see Orson Welles escaping here, escaping there, in the shadows. Mm-hmm. And the movie's really not about Orson Welles. It's about Joseph Cotten.
Right.
Trying to find Orson Welles. Which I think works.
Yeah.
Because Orson Welles is sort of off. Is more thing. I think he's great as a villain.
And if you'd seen more of Orson Welles, it would have ruined the picture.
I think it would have, too.
And that scene when he finally does find... I mean, he believes Orson Welles is dead. And when he finally finds that he's alive and he meets him on that Ferris wheel.
Yes.
That famous Ferris wheel in Vienna. And he talks about the criminal activities he's been doing and tries to justify it all. And then that at the very end, there's the speech that Welles himself wrote and ad-libbed about the Viennese and the cuckoo clock.
Yes.
And how under the Borgias in Italy, you know, they had the Renaissance, all these things for a long period of time, but they also had war and violence and all sorts of other problems. But in Switzerland, where they had like 500 years of peace, the only thing that really they invented or came up with was the cuckoo clock.
They did.
So I thought that was just, you know, fascinating. Very well performed. And Bob?
I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say thumbs in the middle.
You suck your off.
Hold on. Wait. Just wait. I'll tell you why. I like the movie, but I'm going to say to the audience, go out and rent the movie and decide for yourself. Because I felt... What did I feel? I got lost in so many plot twists.
Although, I know. Make the movie good.
I know, but
it's
I got
difficult
lost.
Difficult for people who don't have an attention span.
You must now, be going, you can dance, you can dance.
That's good for some people who can watch a third of a movie and a third of a movie and a third of a movie all at the same time.
Okay.
But, however, I did like it. I'm not saying I didn't like it, but I'm saying it's not as good as Lady from Shanghai, which I enjoyed more.
Oh, are you on crack?
Yes, I am.
Lady Shanghai was boring, except for that ending scene in the carnival.
Yeah. Right, that's the part I liked. And the same ending I liked in that, I liked in this, because they did the scene in
what
the
part of this movie is confusing? He's running around the tunnels, he's trying to get out. Goes up, no, there's cops. Oh, no, I'm going to go over here. The cops have gone this way. I'm going to go that way. Amazing. And then he gets gunned down.
And Joseph Cotten is such an idiot in this movie. He's a rambling, romantic moron who's just blundering around Vienna. And that scene when he's looking out the window and the cat that only liked Harry is in the doorstep across the street and it rubs against the leg and then the light goes on and you see Orson Welles for the first time and then that zither music comes to
the
crescendo.
That was great.
And he smiles up at Joseph Cotten. I saw that
part.
Yeah, that was great.
I think I saw Harry.
Yeah.
And he disappears after that.
And of course, Alina Valli, she's in love with Orson Welles. She thinks Ollie Mason is an idiot through the whole movie.
Yes.
And, you know, he's madly falling in love with her, and she's just like, what a tool.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and the character acting in Bernard Lee, you know, pre-M days from Bond, he plays a British agent. And then Trevor Howard, of course, right, as the leader of the British troops there. I just thought, fascinating movie. Post-World War II, the Vienna's carved up by the different powers. You know, the look of it, the feel of it, the music.
Beautiful. Love this movie.
The old world meets the new world, and the actors themselves, a lot of them were German actors in Vienna that, you know, couldn't speak a word of English.
It was, yeah, I like the guy that they knocked off early, mm-hmm. and then grandson or something who saw something.
Yeah.
And they took him out. I like that.
And the old man who yells at him. And,
yeah, that was great.
The landlord and the old lady. I you know, there's a reason. It's my second favorite film, of course, after Jaws.
Jaws is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I thought your favorite movie was Citizen Kane.
No.
Oh,
no, I actually like this movie better than Kane.
Okay.
But there you go.
So the other part, have you read anything recently, Kevin, that you care to share?
Have I read anything? No, good? I'm still waiting to get my books for this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, because I wanted to read this, and we're doing this, because I know you're into this. I read, I think, Darkness Ends. I think we just Darkness Falls,
Hellboy trade paperback.
Now, I mean, we've had this discussion in the past, so I decided to revisit Hellboy. I've never been a big Hellboy fan. I couldn't get by Mignola's art in the beginning. And then when he first came out, what, 10 years ago now?
Yeah, he started actually in the early 90s.
Okay, well, I've decided to revisit it because when people's recommendation goes, maybe it was just your art style. I'm used to it now. I liked it, so I'll give this a try. Mm-hmm. I really thought this was boring.
Yeah.
Like, is it just me? Have I read a bad Hellboy trade and just not realized I should read something different?
I don't know. I mean, I like the Hellboy stuff, but I like the atmosphere he creates and the look of the characters, but...
I have no issues with
that. I actually prefer, as a read, I prefer the BPRD stuff, the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense.
My problem is I'm just reading Hellboy stuff, and that's my problem, because I find Hellboy very boring as a character. I have a gun.
He's pretty straightforward.
I'm going to win, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to move along with my day.
Yeah.
Like, am I missing something here?
Well, I that's Hellboy's a one-note character. He's a big, tough demon who cracks jokes while he's fighting monsters.
Well, he does. Yeah, I do see
he
that.
He doesn't have a lot of fear, and that's the funny part of it.
So I should be reading BPRD, is what you're trying to tell me over this?
BPRD is a much more satisfying series of reads, especially the ones with John Arcudi writing and
so Mignola doesn't write them.
Guy Davis. He co-writes them. Guy Davis on artwork.
So... should I read more of these? Are they going to get
better? Well, I mean, if you just find the whole topic boring, I wouldn't recommend.
So I shouldn't try BPRD?
I mean, I do recommend BPRD, but I don't know if you'd like it or not.
Okay, because I'm just finding it's boring. Because at the same time, which we'll get to when I'm finished, I'm reading the Captain America Omnibus.
The Brubaker one.
Which is just blowing me away.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So I was at the library, and I said, I just read so many Cap stories, so now I'm going to take a break. I'll try something different.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, no, I'll venture into Hellboy, because you're always saying. So, okay, that's it for comic chat, I guess. I guess Kevin doesn't have any Bob.
Alan, Bob has something.
Actually, I have a question. What is it? Other comic characters taking over for their
predecessors, like Captain America, where Bucky takes over for him now.
Right.
Because Captain America got killed.
Well, Cap's not dead yet where I am. But okay.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you know that he gets killed.
I know he gets
killed. You know he gets killed. Now, do you like the... My question is, for the two of you, do you like the... I don't know what you call them.
The new Batman or the new Captain America?
You have a question, ask the question. What's the question?
Okay,
do we like the replacement of superheroes?
The replacement of superheroes by their former...
Understudies?
Former understudies, yes.
Like Robin taking over as Batman? Go.
Right.
Go.
To be honest, I don't think it works in Marvel, because you know that they're going to bring the character back. DC, I think... for a while there was a real sense of legacies. You know, Barry Allen, the Flash, dies.
Right.
He was replaced by Kid Flash, who becomes the new Flash. And you get the sense that they're moving on with time.
Right.
There was a Golden Age Flash and so on. Marvel, I mean, they're the same characters all the way along. There's no sense of passing of time or generations or anything. I personally like the idea of it.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to have, you know, a generation has a new Flash or something like that.
I have a question for
you. But they keep bringing back those characters.
So. What about Starman? Is there more than one Starman?
Oh, there are like six or seven.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
There's also a Stargirl.
In the case of a secondary character, yes, you can't have generational Superman.
Well, we do, though. That's what they made the multi-universe, isn't it? So we can have generational Superman?
I guess so. But, you know, in theory, Superman could be an immortal. So you can just keep that character alive and vital. Same thing with Wonder Woman. She's a statue come to life. And you could find some way to make Batman as well, although they just killed him. Anyway, I'm okay with it. I like the generational stuff.
I'm not a big fan of... I just hate it. I have every issue of Batman. I want to read Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne's Batman to me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I didn't mind Razzle takes over, but I always know Bruce is going to come back.
I always thought there was a way that they could have made Bruce Wayne immortal.
They should.
You know, there's a Lazarus pit in the basement of...
I know Bruce Wayne, but he doesn't use it because he can't. He's too good. I don't know. If it's told in a good way, I don't mind it. I mean, Robin's been replaced X number of times.
Yeah.
I don't seem to care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just roll my eyes going, okay, a new Robin. And they brought Bucky back now, so I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of those ones you never saw.
The reason
Bucky
I was asking,
and Uncle Ben were always dead.
The reason I was asking was because, you know, how Green Arrow had...
Speedy.
Speedy didn't really morph into Green Arrow. He became his own, like, Red Arrow, which was, okay, the character's great. But before that, he was Arsenal.
Well, that's because they introduced a son of Green Arrow who became Green Arrow for a while, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, that's it for me. I'm fine.
I'm done.
I'm not sure what the point of that was. But
no, well, neither
just
do I.
Question.
Just oh, okay.
Just
all right.
throw it on a question.
Well, now that we're sort of back on track, we'll be reviewing some more films. I think our next episode will do Watchmen.
Such
a few other great movies. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. And
Hottie and the Naughty.
The Thin Man and so on. Confessions of a Superhero.
We'll take care of that one.
Sounds like a good one.
I'm out of here. I'm going to bed.
All right. He's Simon.
Bob the intern.
You see, you're funny. You see, you never follow the lead. You see, I said he's Simon. You said you're Kevin.
Oh, you're Kevin. Okay, sorry. You're Kevin.
And that's Bob the intern. But you know what? You just wrecked it.
Well, why don't we just do
it
over here?
As usual, you're just right. You're just completely right out of it.
And if they make it?
And on that note, yeah.
Bob makes us review it.
Try again.
Now we're repeating ourselves.
Pretty much. Good night.
Simon. Anyway, bye.